This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, helping you producers with lubrication domination. During a very big time for watermelon consumption in America, we salute the melon growers who make it all possible. Coming up right after this. One of the great joys of this job is the ability to be out on farms. Regardless of the crops they produce, I've been on cotton farms, sweet potato farms, corn and soybean farms, dairy farms, pork farms, turkey farms, and yes, farms that grow watermelons. Regardless of what sector of agriculture you are in today, it's a challenging time. And Mystic Lubricants, the folks there, want you to know they are doing their best to lend a hand by helping take a little bit of the pressure off your shoulders whenever possible, helping you find efficiencies in your lubrication. From products like JT8 super heavy-duty engine oils to JT6 creases to JT5 universal transhydraulic fluid. They provide you producers lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Oh, yeah, there's not a bigger time of the year for watermelon consumption in the United States. And I thought today I would share with you some statistics about watermelon. Did you know that a watermelon is 92% water? By weight, watermelon is the most consumed melon in the United States. Behind it, then, you'll find cantaloupe and honeydew. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the world's heaviest watermelon was grown by a man in Tennessee. 5 years ago, Chris Kent of Sevierville, Tennessee, grew a melon weighing 350.5 pounds. Can you believe that? The United States currently ranks fifth in the worldwide production of watermelon. Actually, watermelon is grown in 44 of the 50 states. And the leaders consistently year in and year out are the states of Florida, Texas, California, Georgia, and Arizona. You need three things to grow a watermelon. You need sun, you need bees, you need water. Farmers generally grow watermelon in rows 8 to 12 feet apart and in raised beds. Those are about 4 to 12 inches high. The bed's composed of fertilizer, sand, or a sandy loam. The tiny watermelon plants from a transplant nursery or a greenhouse can be implanted in the beds. Then honeybees are needed to pollinate those yellow watermelon blossoms. Even the sterile, seedless watermelon requires pollination in order to develop a fruit. In a month, a vine may spread to as much as 6 to 8 feet. And within 60 days, the vine produces its first watermelons. The crop is ready to harvest within 3 months. The lady asked me in the supermarket a few days ago, "Do you know a ripe watermelon?" I said, "Well, I think so. I picked a few thousand of them for neighboring farmers as a young man." I'll be back after this.